Machnął, wysłyszy. Skupić znowu.
Wyłączę interaktusze, który smadzisz. So, the Gemara says, Yichnas, shtei dalsis. You have to go into two dalsis. There's two psochem, two doors, so two gates to go into the Kiddushin. Or it's like going to into a place, you have to have a license, you have to have a ticket. So, you have two tickets to go into the place that's called Beis Medrash. And it's maybe that's also the meaning of Toicha Kibare, because there's a outside door and there's an inside door, and they both have to be connected together. Then it's the meaning of Toicha Kibare. Then you could go into the Beis Medrash. Shir Shnei Psachim. So one Indian is the middle of Amuna, which is called Malchus, which is, means that Makabal der Benishlein from Melach. We have Amunah Basham. The second one is Yisoid. Yisoid is Kedushas HaBris, which is the middle of Yosef. So clearly, the meaning of Kedushas HaBris, of course, means Kedusha from Arayas, from Taivas. basically, it means also the whole meaning that you're Mekusha to higher Taivas. You're Mekusha to you enjoy Ruchnis, not Gashmis. You're not so much attached to Gashmis, you're much more attached to Ruchnis. And that's why you can't be Mekasher yourself completely, Chas v'Shalom, to Gashmis. As much as you're Mekusher, you're attached to Ruchnis, that's as much you consider the Shomer HaBris. That's two midos. One is the midah of Yehuda, and one is the midah of Yosef. Yehuda is Malchus, Amunah. Yosef is the middle of Yisoid, Tzadik Yisoid is the middle of Yosef. In other words, these are the two spheres, which are the lowest spheres. When you're going to enter the spheres, you meet, first you meet Malchus, and then you meet Yisoid. They're very, very much connected one with another. In other words, if you have Amunah, you wouldn't be Mekasha yourself to Gashmi, so you wouldn't attach yourself, because you have Amunah that you have, that this world is only praise the Bifnei Olam Abba, and this world is, here is not the tachlis of enjoyment, the tachlis is Olam Abba. So in the Meile, you'll be Mekusha to Ruchnis. In the same way, if you're Mekusha to Ruchnis, you'll have Amunah. Because once you go enter the Olam Ruchni, you'll feel the Rabbeinu Shalom, you'll feel Alakus, you'll feel the Amis of Torah, and then in the Meile, you'll have Amunah. These are really two Malchias which really have to be together. Amunah is like the first one, and the first entrance you go into the Kedusha is Amunah. And that pertains more to Nigloi Sator, to Kiyum HaMitzvahs, in other words, we could call it Gufa Daraisa, the Guf of Tar. In other words, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs unless you have Amunah. It's the first thing that you have to have, the first requirement you have to have is Amunah. You have to have Amunah Basham and Mekayim Mitzvahs. That's the first one. Of course, we say they're both attached, but the first Indian is Amunah. And the Yisoid is more shaychus to Pnimius, the Torah. In other words, to feel the Torah, the secret of Torah. In other words, what Torah really wants to make of the person. Torah wants the Kavanus HaTorah, which Torah wants to lift up the person, make him to Ish Ruchni, Ish Olam Haba. And this becomes more Nizgala and the Chelik HaSoid of Torah. Of course, it's in Zgalon Ol Chalakam, but it's more in the Chelik HaSoid, so that's Kedushas HaBris. This is more the Pnimis, the Shara Pnimi, which has more Shaychas with the meaning of Pnimis at Torah. But they're both, they work together both. Really, these two Midos are very, very utmost important Midos. You have to have Amunah, it's very Chama, if you have Amunah, it's a big, big pgam. After Shleimus Amunah, after, and also you know the Shmiras HaBris also is very important. Shmiras HaBris, and as much as Shmiras HaBris is important, and Nigloi Sator, since Shmiras HaBris has more connection to Pnimi Sator, so we find the Pnimi Sator in the Zohar It's much more machmer and shmiras abris than the Gemara. There's no daf. There's not even one daf in Zohar that doesn't speak about Ketishas Abris. Ketishas Abris is like the middle yoina, the utmost important of all middles in the Zohar, because that's Pnimis HaTorah. Pnimis has more shaykhs to bris. But they're both together. That's Nigla, that's Nistar. They will have to work together, Nigla and Nistar together. Two shara. These are correspondent to the two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Every person has in himself a spark, a nitzitz of Mashiach. The nitzitz of Mashiach, because Mashiach is really kodel all neshamas, like you find the Gemara, the chaninayim, chanina shemari, the yanayim, yanay shemari, because neshamah, everyone said on his rabbi that he's Mashiach, because Mashiach is really kodel all neshamas. So therefore, every person has in himself the Nekuda, which is called Mashiach. It means that's Nekuda, which will eventually have a tikkun. It's on that Nekuda, the Rebbein Shem says, Bayidach Memeni Nidach. It's his Mashiach, it's his tikva, it's his hope, that he'll never, he's unable to lose it. It's Mashiach. So, in one way, these two midos are very important. Otherwise, you shouldn't be poigim with them, because it's very, very important that it's like part of your Mashiach. It's part of your Yidah. Al tigi b'mashiachi. Mi noga b'mashiach Hashem v'nikal, the pasuk says. Who touches Mashiach Hashem and goes out clean? You know, you can't touch Mashiach. Mashiach has to be guarded with all shmir, so you have to watch on this nekud of Mashiach. In one way, it's very chamer. In one way, it's the tikkun of it is that many people make a mistake. They think that the shmir is a bris. If you're pogim, it's very hard to be mesaken, because it's so important. In a certain way, it's easier to be mesaken, because you can't lose it. Since you can't lose it, it's so important that you can't lose it, so the version opens up tikkunim. But doesn't mean it's less important, because you could be misaken it. You could be misaken very much, but it's very important. These two things are not connected. Sometimes a thing is very chamer. It's very, very chamer. In other words, before you over the aver, you should know that you can't be over this aver. It's very, very, very important. But it doesn't mean that if you are over, since it's so important, you can't have a tikkun. Adaram, since it's so important, the Rebbe will give you tikkun. These two in Yonam are not connected. Adrab, one helps the other. If it's so important, that's why it's a deep inyan, because most people always think that if the thing has a tikkun, it makes the inyan less important. It's not so, because I can be misakne. That's a pchen of echt avashiv. You're using the tikkun in order to be makel on the aver. That's not right. The tikkun is a tikkun. And the aver is very chum. Give a mushroom that let's say Ritzicha. Ritzicha is a very, very, very big aver. Ritzicha, kill a person. What's worse than killing a person? It's the biggest crime that you could commit. You know, kill a person. God love him and soy kind. Such an aver. God love him. It's like you can't have a mechili. So let's say that someone is going to be misakin Ritzicha. In other words, from now on, he's going to be oisik natzolus nefashis, saving lives of people. He's going to be matzel thousands and thousands of nefash with mesiris nefesh. Let's say a marshal, mamish only to be misakin this Ritzicha. And even the children, the yisoyimim of this Nirtzich, will also sometimes be nasakana, and he was moist in nefesh himself, and he was matzel. Whatever, and he did for the assignment and for the mishpacha, whatever he could, he supported them all their lives. And mamash, he did everything that he could for tzolus nefashos. We'll use our imagination and say that, let's say the Nirtzach came to him to Chalim and told him, Amoichli, whatever he did. Okay, so I would say, Yara Tikkun, he was Misaki. So one would say that since he was misaken Ritzicha, that's why Ritzicha is not such a big crime. It's the same crime that it was before he was misaken. There's no difference. The fact that he could be misaken doesn't make the crime less. Tzicha is the biggest aver. Even we could be misakim. These two sugyas are not attached. It's not haba talia. It's two inyan. So the meaning of Mashiach, the meaning of the two Mashiachim, Amuna and Shmiras Abris. The Shurish of Amuna is a Noich Hashem Lekecha, the mitzvah of Amuna. The Machloek is a Shoinim if it's considered a mitzvah, the Hag and the Rambam if it's considered the Shurish of the mitzvah, or it's considered a mitzvah. Whatever it is, the Machloek is if you, how to be Mechashev with the meaning of Tariq mitzvahs. But the Maisa, it's a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't say in a lashon of a tzivui. It doesn't say believe. The Torah doesn't say. The Torah tells you a fact. In other words, what the Torah really tells you, the Torah tells you that you believe. The Torah tells you a fact. You believe. You should know that you believe. I'm your God. I'm your B'Shefa. I'm your Hashem. So you believe. So I'm just telling you a fact that you believe. So if it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is only. Then don't fool yourself. Don't play something that you're not. Don't act like something. Don't deny that you believe. Don't live in a denial. In other words, you believe and don't deny the fact that you believe. Verstell sich nicht. Don't disguise yourself. Don't disguise yourself. Don't make yourself something that you're not. But you believe. Because that's in your Mashiach. You have it. You can't lose it. The same way as the Din of Shmiras Abris, we know that Mila is the Sherish of Bris. And the Gemara says in the Dorim that Kol Yisrael, even Anoidim Arelim, is Mutter Barele Yisrael, because Kol Yisrael are not Arelim, only the Goyim Arelim. No, even someone doesn't mal himself, he's also a Emo. Mila is performed by the Vlad that is not even a Baal Pchir. The father that was Moiludim, he ends the Yitzir of the Vlad through the mitzvah of Mila. Now, I was Moiled the person. Who was I Moiled? I was Moiled the Arl or I was Moiled the Mo? So I was Moiled the Mo, but it's covered with the Arl, so I have to end it up. I have to finish it up. I have to finish the Yitzir by making it for Mo. So now it's Amach Kulam Tzadikim, the Zohar says. Tzadikim, the Zohar says, means Shomer Ebris. The Oilam Yirshu Arutz, they are B'nai Oilam Haba. They'll always have Oilam Haba, they're B'nai Oilam Haba. In other words, a Yid would never be able to indulge himself completely into a type of Olam Hazeh and without his neshama bothering, that's not it. That's not the thing that I was created for. Something with his neshama will tell him he can't be mispashet himself, he can't indulge completely in the type because he's a Ben Olam Haba. He wasn't created for that. So, Mamela Amach Kulam Tzadikim, Oilam Yushir, they have Oilam Abba. They are Tzadikim. So, the mitzvah is only that don't be a Moshech Barlah, say, don't make yourself into don't act like something that you're not. Don't act like a Pogim Abris when you're really a Shomer Abris. In other words, these are the two Sha'arim that make a Yid for a Yid, so be able to enter the Besmedish. The two Sha'arim. I want to say a certain Ramis, B'der Halotzah. Is really Shmiras Abris is totally in Das. Das and the Yisoid work together. But Das is a big madrega. So the Gemara says, Lo'im Yichnes Adam Shnei Pesach. So two times Pesach is Gematria. Das Malchus. And Das Malchus is two Pesachim. So the Gemara said, Das is a big madrega. Das is a big madrega. So the Gemara says, I'm saying there are lots of Jewish. Shnei Pesachim Salke Da'atach. You think that you have to have Das? You can't have Das. But Shir Shnei Pesachim. Shir is Gematria Yisoid Malchus. Not Das Malchus, but Yisoid. Shir Shnei Pesachim, it's enough if you have Yisoid Malchus. In other words, Yisoid means Bepoil Mamish Yerushim Ebris. Even the Das has Yetzaharis. Das is not completely Tahir. But Lemaisa, Bepoil, he's a Shem Ebris.
What's Das?
Das? Das is everything that needs an explanation. Das is the part of the moyach that has an effect on your midos. It's a part of the brain that affects your midos, your character, your traits, your characteristic traits. In other words, when you indulge very much, you connect yourself very much to Inyan and moyach, that has effect on the whole being. That's called Das. And the Yisoid, the Das works with Yisoid. Ein kishu elul Das. If the Yisoid wouldn't work without Das, without being aware of the Das, wouldn't work. If you have a Das Tor, so you have a Kedusha Zabris. You'll never let the Yetzirah of Arise take over your Das. So it's dependent on the Tahar of the Das, as say the Taharas. Das is, makes a person Tor. But so, holy, God, if you're asking questions, I'm speaking here for about half an hour, and everything that I say needs really a beer of about 2 hours. So you just, I'm saying only Rosh Hashanah, you know. So whatever could be understood, I'm trying to explain, but everything is in the beginning. Okay, so let's go weiter. So there's Das, there's the two, there's Amunah and there's Yisoid. These are the two Malachim, the two Malach Yehuda and Yosef. We just were lighting Neris Chanukah by the Pesach. The Pesach is two Pesachim because by Neris Chanukah comes in Zgala, the Oyer Shemalach HaMashiach, the Oyer Agonus. That comes in Zgala, the Neris Chanukah. I want to say Gematria, if you're familiar with Gematria, it's the Yavan, or a nun of a Mantzapach. Goes like this: a nun of a Mantzapach is 700. You know, the Aleph Beis ends with a Tav. So a chaf is 500, and mem is 600, and nun is 700, and pei is 800, and tzaddik is 900. The whole Aleph Beis goes with nines. I can't be marach on that because it goes from one, goes singulars from one to test, one ba'al to test, then it goes from test to tzaddik, and then it goes from kuf to end of tzaddik. So it goes like three layers of nine. So the tzaddik is the end of the Aleph Beis. So the nun is 700. 700 with Yudvav, which is Yavim, Gematria two times Mashiach. These are the train Mashiach, the two Mashiach, which become Nizgal and the Neris Chanukah. And that's the Pesach. That's the Pesach that you light the Neris Chanukah by the Pesach. Notice the Chanukah is a sort of a, it lights your Mashiach. It lights the Nekud of Mashiach, which is by everyone, and goes outside and invites him to come into the Bismedrish. Come into the Bismedrish. I'm putting a light by the Pesach, and I'm inviting you to come Bifnim. Go the two dulces, go through the two dulces, and come in Bifnim. And after Chanukah, we have this Vayigash Eil of Yehuda. Achtus and Yehuda and Yosef. There's one Mashiach. Achtus, Yehuda and Yosef. So it has a connection with the season, with this part of the year, because really these Amunah and Shmiras Aviris are really two anhagis which Rebbeinu has manic the world. We know there's an anhagis Ateva and there's an anhagis Hanes, two anhagis. Rebbeinu is manic the world, leads the world through Teva, through nature. And there's also a different anhagis which is called the Seder HaNisim, Seder of Nisim. We just ended Bereshis. We're at the end, almost at the end of Bereshis, and we're starting going into Shemois because we're coming into Mitzrayim. This week is the beginning of coming into Mitzrayim. And Shemois, the Ramban says, is the Sefer HaGula, and Bereshis is the Sefer HaYitzira. Yitzira is Bereshis, or the others are also part of the Yitzira. Needs an extra beer with Nayatzme, but I won't go into it now. The others is the Sefer HaYitzira, and then the Sefer HaGula. There's Gula and there's Yitzir. The difference is like this. Sefer HaYitzir is the mention created laws in creation. There's laws. Laws and regulations. This has to be like this. This has to be like this. Fire has to go up. Water has to go down. There's gravity. There's all Hilchos HaTeva. Hilchos HaTeva really come from Hilchos HaTeira. Shtakel Kitchev Rechabarai Sebar Alma. When you look at the Torah, one really understands the Torah, understands the secrets of Torah. So then you can understand all Hilchos HaTeva. There was the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. They spoke about all in Yonam HaTeva. The Ramban and Dagdon says he knew it all from the Torah. From the Torah, he knew the whole science, all Hilchos HaTeva. If one really understands Torah, we weren't zoich to that. Should be nizgal. Golus, we went through a Golus, but Bimei Shloima was the biggest Golus, and if it had continued in the Doris, then every Indian of Teva would have been derived straight from the Torah. This is the Torah, Hilchus HaTorah and Hilchus HaTav, which the Mekor is the Moich of a person is the mind is Chachma, and Kulam B'Chachma Sisa, the branch made everything with Chachma. So Chachma is the Shoresh of Hilchus HaTorah, which come down to Hilchus HaTav. That's called the Sefer HaYitzir. That's the Sefer HaYitzir. Sefer HaYitzir is the Indian of Kulam B'Chachma Sisa, the Ovis Akdashim, served Hashem through understanding the Teva. They understand it through understanding the Teva. They knew the Torah and they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. Through this, to be Hiborim Ze Avram, the Bria Ze Avram, and others, all a continuation of this Avram. And Bir Rabbi Manik, they looked at the creation, they looked at the Bria, and they understood through the Bria, they understood the Hilchus HaTorah. It's one Anhog. This Anhog is the Moyach. And Moyach is limit the Torah. You learn Torah with the Moyach, you learn Torah. And you understand, you have a Kara, and Misha Amar Vahayol. It's another way to come to Hashem. That's the Avodah Shebelev. Avodah Shebelev is Tefillah. And Tefillah is the Shoresh of Anhog of Nes. There's a way that the Baruch Hashem conducts and the whole Anhog of the world through Nisim. Nisim means not through Chachma, but through Rotzen. There's any of Rotzen Hashem, which is higher than Anhog of Chachma. In other words, a melech has a right, has a license to do in certain ways, in certain situations, you could do whatever he wants. He has a special power, a melech has a special power under certain rules and regulations that he can do whatever he wants. He takes a dictatorship power and he does whatever he wants. Whenever we daven, it means like this: Al pi din, al pi Torah. Maybe I'm chai ba'inish. But there's a way through tefillah. It's also again a whole inyan b'fnei atzmo how it works. But there's a way through tefillah through be ma'orer to any of the rotzim. He rotzim b'fnech. I'm asking you, Ribbono Shel, act like you rotzim. Don't act like the hanhoges, the regular hanhoge. Make a special hanhoge. In this situation, he rotzen l'fanach. That's called nisim. That's called the leiv. The leiv doesn't act like the moich. The leiv is the organ through which the rotzen becomes nizgal. The moich is shalut al leiv. The Tani says the moich is strong. The leiv has to go after the moich. But the Tani also mentions that the pnimis al leiv is stronger than the moich. Once the Pnimi Salev becomes Nizgala, the Pnimi Salev is the person himself, it's the Nisham itself. That's the Nekuda, which is much higher than the Moich, and this is stronger, that's stronger, and you have to go after that Pnimi. If you're Zoicha to be Megala, you're Pnimi Salev, then the Halach is like the Lev, not like the Moich. So this is two Anhogis. That's the Shiloh. Who's more? Yosef is Bris. Bris is Das Moich. If a person is a Shemer Bris, he has Das. His moich, his das is a clean das, and he could learn Torah. He can't give Torah without Mila. The Medrash says Inkelus wants to learn Torah, and without Mila, he can learn Torah. You have to be mal. And Lev, in Tefillah, and Lev, that's the Rotz. That's he Rotz. That's Anhogis a Rotz. The Anhogis of Lamailam Natev Nis. So Sefer Agula is the Sefer of Nisan, the Sefer of Yehuda. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer Yitzir. Rosh Hashanah started with Hashem Oyri B'Rosh Hashanah, and there's an Oyri that comes from Rosh Hashanah till Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the Oyri becomes Nizgala. The Oyri that was created on Kafei Elul becomes Nizgala 89 days afterwards, Kiminyan Hanukkah. If you calculate the days, you count the days from Kafei Elul to Kafei Kislev. It's Be'erich Chaser Mole, but it could be considered 89 days. And if you notice, there's 89 psukim in the Kriya of Hanukkah too. So Yom Kalis Moshe is 89 psukim, 89 days, Kiminyan Hanukkah. Shloish Chadashim. We have like Moshe when he was born. He came Shloish after Shalosh Chadashim. She Leyachle Heida Tzvina, because Moshe was born the Nizbal LeKalabayis Kilayir. It was Oyer, but Oyer Agonus. The Oyer Agonus becomes Nizgala. Once it becomes Nizgala, Leyachle Heida Tzvina. He can't. Every vlad that comes down to the world, it's like a new oil that's coming down to the world. After Shloish Chadashim, it's Hekiriber. It's Hekiriber. It's Nizgala. It's Nizgala. Shloish Chadashim is a shear when the oil becomes Nizgala. So three Chadashim till Chanukah, the oil becomes Nizgala. And this ends sort of the Sefer Yetzira, which stands at Sefer Yetzira, you know, it's Tishrei. And the Ri says that Tishrei is corresponding to Ephraim, Shevet Ephraim. That's Malchus Yosef. Every month is connected a different Shevet. It goes like according to the Seder of the Degolim. Nissan is Yehuda, and it goes Iyar is Shimon, Iyar is Yisachar, and Sivim is Zevilim. That's Degel Machne Yehuda. That's how it goes until now. You have Tammuz Av Elul Machne Reuven, Shimon, God, and then you have Machne Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. Now this Kuvus Teves starts Machner Don. Don is the Yerudim Sheb Shvatim, the lowest of the Shvatim, the Leila Teves Varuches. But now times. So we ended the Ephraim was connected Shevet, was connected Ephraim. Tishrei was connected Ephraim. We ended Machner Ephraim by Kislev Chanukah. We ended Machner Ephraim. The Or of Rosh Hashanah ended Chanukah. And now we're starting in the Chumash Sefer Hagula. Because now we're preparing to a new anhaga of the Sefer Hagula, which the Sefer Hagula is Nissen, and Nissen is Yehuda. So now, where does Nissen, Yehuda, and Yosef meet? Right after Chanukah. And when it starts the emerging, the slowly but surely, the Nissen. In other words, the lights, the nights are the longest in this Tkufa, and as soon they reach the bottom, they start going up. So this is, we're going up now to Nissen. And we start reading the Sefer Hagula. They meet both together. Vayigash El of Yehuda. Yehuda meets with Yosef. So now the Shail, who's stronger? Who's stronger, the Yehuda or Yosef? Yosef is stronger. Moich Shalad Alalech. But this is the Chiddush that and the Navi says is also, Avdi Nosi Lam Lo'ilam. Two Eitzim, but one Eitz, but Avdi Nosi. Avdi David Nasi. David is strong. Yigashel of Yehuda. Yehuda tries to rouse the rotzen of Yosef. You're a melech, kechamoich, you could do what you want. You know, the law says, man, daba, man, it's tadak, we're not right, we're guilty. El kimotzes of oin avadach, and then lavod ladon, everything's damas. But Yigashel of Yehuda, we're a tefillah. And a tefillah, he doesn't speak with seich, he says, eich el el ovi, banar nan iti. It's not a legal taina. It's not a taina that you could say in court. It's a taina that you could say to the melech and tells him there's a rotzen. There's any of a rotzen too. And when it says v'lo yochel Yosef l'sapek, means that the moich can't fight the leif. He can't fight. He tries to, as much as he tries, but once the pnimis aleif becomes nizgala, it breaks through all hilchos amoich. And that's the anhaga nissen. The Bereshit has such an anhaga that everything could show that there's no chance. All hilchos ha-teva, all hilchos ha-tor even show there's no chance. But it's lo yochel kiviyochel. It's kiviyochel v'lo yochel. He davened. Once the story of the Briskerov, zochein v'roch, that he had this gedorim. One of the gedorim was that he never gave hamlotza for anyone, for any collector of money, for a moisit, he never gave a ksav. No, I'm lots of that. You know what I'm lots of? Yeah, I'm lots of ksav that you should give him money, you should give him. Never gave. Once there was someone with a moisit and came to America and had him lots from the Brisker off. So the people that to me went to say, it's Shekhar, the Brisker doesn't give him lots. No, the Brisker gave me this on lots. He could ask, go to the Brisker off, he could ask him. Okay, so once he was in Eretz Yisrael, so he went to the Brisker Rav and he asked him about it. So he asked the Brisker Rav, I know that the Rav doesn't give him lots, and someone in America goes around with him lots from there. Yes, who was that? And he said, oh, I'll tell you. He cried. When it comes to tears, there's no gedor. It's a brisk gevor. It comes to tears, all gedorim is two tears. Once the person cried, I have no gedor. So there's any of pnimi sarotzen. That's the meaning of Yehuda, and that's ma'ir the nisim vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. The clause goes the memte sharatim vayitzaku. This vayitzaku came from the pnimi sarotzen. This is the meaning of nisim. So we are a nation which have two pchinas, moich and loich, like the structure of a person. A person has two kings. One king is his leiv, his emotions, and one king is his das. So Klaus also have these two kings. There's the melech of the das, and there's the melech of the leiv. There's a void of tefillah, there's a void of Torah. Where it says, the shayla, which is more a beis hamedrash or a beis haknesses, They burned the base of Godel in Yishlaim. So the machlokes, what's the base of Godel? Is this the Baal Shem Gadlin Batir? Is this the Baal Shem Gadlin Batfil? No, it's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochan and the Shulah. Which is more? The Gemara says that the Shailah is the base of Knesset is more, or base of Medrash is more. It's more Torah, it's more Tfil. But they're both base of Godel. We're a nation, we're an Ummah of Godless. We have two Godless. We have Godless Batir, we have Godless Batfil. When a bar mitzvah bracha becomes a bar mitzvah, it becomes a godoy. So we're giving him two godless. We're putting on him tefillin shal yad, which is keneged al leiv. We're putting on tefillin shal roish, which is keneged al moich. No, you're becoming a part of the of klal yisrael, which have these two godless, godless b'moich, godless b'leiv. Mi goy godoy. That's Torah and tefillah, Torah and tefillah. So. About 5 minutes, I hope. It's really a long shmooze and everything, but time doesn't allow. I have to go to Chassan too. So we'll talk as till we reach. So stop in the middle of anything too. So at least, yeah. It's very common to talk about godless and Torah. Godless and Torah. Person's a godly, he's a godly b'Torah. And someone says an asfara, and you think it's a very good svara, you call it the godless asfara. So godless. Says a svara which is no good, which is a balbatish svara, not a real good svara. So you call it a maratish svara sometimes. It's real bad. You say, it's a maratish. But people are not used to look at tefillah also the same way. Just as like godless in Torah, there's also godless in tefillah. And just like there's a maratzis in Torah, there's a maratzis in tefillah too. If someone says a bracha, and it says, he said it like Adam God. That's how he's supposed to say a bracha. He could feel the bracha, that's Adam God. And somebody says a bracha, and you could tell him, you're an amoritz with tefillah. You're an Amoritz. In tefillah, you're an Amoritz. Maybe you know how to learn, but in tefillah, you're an Amoritz. Because we have godless in Torah, we have godless in tefillah. This is the two in Yonah of Yehuda and Yosef. We find Yehuda and Yosef, if you look at the map of the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda and Yosef had the biggest Nachlas, by far, than all Shvatim. Plain because the Ike Nachla you needed for the time of Eretz Yisrael, that's the real Indian of Eretz Yisrael, to be megadol all the tefuah, the minim shen shtapcha b'am Eretz Yisrael. The most land you need is for wheat, which is achila, and in the time of the Zman Abayis, the olden times, that's pash, that's how it has to be b'sharish. Shsiyah is yayin. Yayin, and lechem, you know, the kaveh brach al atzmai, the sharish of all machalim. Sharish of all machalim is lechem, so of all mashkes is yayin. Yayin is poetical mina mashkin, lechem is poetical mina machol. So in the Nachla of Yosef, we find there was a lot of tefuah. Tefuah is gerish irachem, the Moshe gives the bracha to Yosef, because tefuah is amazing the moich. Nachla of Yehuda, you have a chachlili anayim yoyin, then shenayim, it's a lot of yayin. Because Yehuda is leiv, and the mezoinis of the leiv is the yah. So lechem and yain are two machalim of Yehuda and Yosef. It says the Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem hoitzi lechem v'yayin. Malki is the Melech, Tzedek is the Tzedek, Tzedek is Yosef, Melech is Yehuda. Hoitzi lechem v'yayin. In other words, Avraham Avinu here was made a big nes and was a certain resemblance of the nes of Pesach. Eicholak alayim la'ilo. That was Pesach one night. So he said, "Oh, I see. There's also an hoga of yain too. Not only hoitzi lechem v'yayin. There's lechem and there's yain. There's both. And this is called Melech Sholem, a shleimistik malchus, a malchus which has both." The two misnag them to that. That's goyge magog. You know, there's ayin sorim goyge magog. 70 nations. This week, Yaakov goes with the 70 mefarshes to Mitzrayim. That's correspondent. That's against the 70 nations. Ayin umas. And the 35 from Yishmael, 35 from Esav. It's divided into two parts. Esav is the misnagid of Yosef. That's why Esav is the cheref, and Yosef is also the cheref. Yosef is the cheref. Yosef is sit meshal Esav. Yishmael is tefillah, Sham Hashem. You know, he's the snagged on the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. And that's keshes. Kashti means tefillah. And on Yehuda it says, Lamed lebnei Yehuda keshes. So keshes and cheref is Yehuda and Yosef correspond to Yishmael and Esav. So the Torah says, "Mi goy gadol, you're a goy gadol. You gadol b'Torah, you gadol b'Tefillah. Mi goy gadol l'ashaloy chukim and mishpatim tzadikim k'chol haTorah azos. You gadol b'Torah. In mi goy gadol, you're also goy gadol b'Tefillah. Ashaloy l'kim k'rayv meilo. Hashem alakeinu b'chol kareinu. You have the two godless. You have ba'ashem gadol b'Torah. You have a ba'ashem gadol b'Tefillah. So these two have a snugness to of goy m'goy." Because me goy gadol is Yoshitevis Magog, umi goy gadol is Yoshitevis Goy. So goy gemagog is correspond to Esav and Yishmael, and this is Yehuda and Yosef, and Yehuda and Yosef together conquer these. So that's why in Ikris the Mashiach in our times we see this snugness against Mashiach, against the Nekud of Mashiach, which has to be in Nizgal in our times. Is Amun Mitchmir Sabris. You see, Mamish, you can see Behedi, that's Mamish Mechemes Goy Megoy. That on Shmir Sabris and on Amunas, the whole misnagdas of the modern world, the Mamish Loichem al Hashem al Mashiach. As much as we will Mechazag ourselves in the Tunyanam, these two have to work together. You have to daven, you have to learn. Learning and davening goes together. If a person, many people learn Torah, I have to be brief, but. I'll just end it. I think it's an important message. So a bocher once asked me a shayla. It could be maybe a chutzpah of this bocher to ask me such a shayla, to say it, to put it in such a way. But he asked me such a shayla. He told me like this. He has a Rosh Yeshiva, that you could be made on this Rosh Yeshiva, that this Rosh Yeshiva is not Messiah Das from the Gritar. He's a brisket Talmud. And he, Mamish, is completely involved in Lamdas and everything. Then he told me I could be made that he's an ish pashut. A pashut person. Everything is a pashut person. He eats like a plain person. He dams like a plain person. His middos are like a plain person. So he asked me a big kasha. What happened to Kedusha Sator? Why didn't Kedusha Sator make him to a higher person? So he told him that Psasalant also asked that kasha. That's why he made the Derech HaMusa. That's why he made the Derech HaMusa. Chassidim also asked that kasha. Of course, there's a zocha and there's a loy zocha. Zocha nasa li samachayim. You have to learn Torah. You learn Torah. You don't learn chachma, you learn Torah. If someone opens up a Gemara and knows, he learns Torah Hashem, he has the right kavana, the right perspective, the right attitude. So he learns Torah, and the Torah is going to be misalim. But if he still learns mitzvahs and noshim and lamada, like he's used to it, he likes it, and he's used to it, and never thinks of the Rebbein Shloim, then he's not learning Torah. He's learning, the Torah wouldn't be poet. So one of the big sort of the way you could test someone who, if he learns Torah or not, you could look how he davens. Not everyone has to learn Musar all day. There's a lot of drachim. Chazon Ish didn't learn Musar, he learned Torah. But his davening, showed who the Chazon Ish is. When you see someone davening, like Yid is supposed to daven, then you could say that it's Torah, and the Torah will be poil. The pula is the Torah has to be poil. So that's been the Chazak also, the Torah, the Tfilah, the Zorich, the Train, the Shuchim, the Shichim, the Heir, and many.
The Magmara says that Yosef is a lady and the Luke is rich. Hey,